steps into him. So praise God, he identifies that first, praise God, that first thing that robs us of our joy. And that is this thing called sad agreements, praise God, where we cannot come together as one. Amen. And in God's church, let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, we need to learn to pull together. Amen. The Bible tells us that Hebrews chapter 14, 12, he says to follow peace with all men and holiness without, shall no man see the Lord. Praise God. Let me tell you something. We are to not allow, praise God, this robber, praise God, of sad and bad relationships. We are not to allow this robber, praise God, to have his way in the church of God. Amen. Paul tells us why this should not. Why? Because he says that those two women, they should be of the what? Same mind. You know what our mind ought to be like? Brother Brian, my mind, Deacon Robinson, my mind, and your mind, Brother Brian, your mind, Brother Hayes, my mind, and your mind. Let me see some other folks I don't normally pick on too much. Deacon Carr, your mind and my mind. Praise God. Brother Collins, your mind and my mind. Oh, you see, I'm picking on brothers, okay? Praise God. Brother Gaston back there, my mind and your mind. You know what our minds ought to be on? Our minds ought to be on fostering Jesus' agenda. Not our own. That's why we ought to be of the same mind. Praise God. Our mind ought to be on making sure that every boy, girl, man, woman that walk through those doors back there, that they walk in with their heads down, they can walk out with their heads up. We ought to be on that one accord. We ought to be of the same mind. Praise God, so that when somebody come in here and they're down, they're dejected, they feel rejected. Praise God, that when they walk out of this church, praise God, that they want to do one thing. Praise God, and that is to lift their holy hands. Praise God, and give God the praise. Praise God, we got members in here who have lost loved ones. We got members in here who are going through some things in their life. So when they come to church, we ought to be of the same mind. And that mind is to make sure that when they walk out of here, they can say, man, I tell you what, there is a reality in serving a true and living God. Amen. So in order to combat this bad relationship, these sad relationships, praise God, we have to be of the
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
As we continue on with our lesson, we want to keep reiterating that as God's church, we are to be capable and equipped to rule, to reign, and to govern in this earth. We have to be able to defeat evil wherever it comes. And we know that there's many evil things that will come to us. Satan will send evil things to us to disrupt us, to keep us from fulfilling our purpose of God. But you know what Jesus told us? He said you have to resist the devil with the word of God, and he will flee from you. So our part is to resist the devil. We're not coming to defeat the devil, because he's already been defeated by Jesus. And he also told us to give no place to the devil. We can't give him any place in our life, because if we start going from one thing to the other that Satan is doing to us, oh my, I'm sick today. I don't feel well. My bank account is empty. I lost my job. Well, you're giving Satan a place in your life. So we can't complain about those things. We have to go straight to God. Say, my God is able. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He said that he could do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think or say. But saints of God, we have to ask him. We got to, when these problems come, when all these evil things come that Satan is sending to us, we got to remember what the scriptures say and begin to do. Repeat those scriptures and confess those scriptures, and then the devil will have to flee from us. He can't stand against the word of God. We're also supposed to dominate and control, have control over all the affairs of this earth. Saints of God, that is a tremendous amount of power. We are to dominate, to rule, and have control over all of the affairs of this earth. And we find some of that power in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, Hebrews 2, 6 through 11. We find some of that power there. And of course, there's so much power that God has given us. And you find it in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, and also the gifts of the Spirit. We find all of that in those chapters. So we're going to have to start studying and looking, and then putting that in our life so that we can be the church that Jesus is coming back for. He can't come now because his church is just not ready. You know? And we're going to keep talking about our lesson. Our lesson is about the supernatural. And in this context of this subject, we will be giving you scriptural differences of the natural versus the supernatural. The natural man versus the supernatural man. That's what we're going to be talking about. And we know that there are vast differences between the two. The church is operating and is functioning more in the natural than in the supernatural. And this is where we're having problems in the church. We're doing more in the natural realm than in the supernatural realm. And here's one reason. The Holy Spirit is not in charge in the church. In a lot of churches, they don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. They don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that in this lesson, I'm not really talking about one group of people, one church, one pastor. I'm talking about the entire church as a whole. God don't talk to pieces of a church. God talks to the entire church. And that's what this lesson about. Coming to the entire church, letting you know that the Holy Spirit is not in charge. And if it's not in charge in the church that you're preaching and pastoring over, then you need to put him in charge. There's church rules, regulations, people that are in place in offices in the church, teaching positions in the church, you know, and they're put in those places by pastors. without consulting God or even without the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit is supposed to, he's supposed to tell us and remind us of everything that God has told us. So everything that we've read about in the Bible that has told us how his church is supposed to be run, how he wants his church to be run, the Holy Spirit will bring it to our remembrance. But if we don't recognize him, if we don't honor the Holy Spirit, then we can't have the things that God has told us. He's not going to tell us anything because he can't. We don't give him place. You know? And another thing is there's no spiritual gifts that's allowed to operate in the church. You know? And I can really basically stop right there, because that's what Jesus came and he died and he rose again to set up in the church. You know, those gifts are supposed to be set in the church. How God wants it to be done is supposed to be set up in the church. And that's what Jesus came to do, you know. And so if we're supposed to fulfill the work that Jesus did, the mission that he came to do, then we have to be able to bring these things in the church. We have to be able to do these things, because Jesus came to bring heaven down here on this earth. And if that's our assignment, to take over where he left off, then that's what we're going to have to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, as believers of the gospel, we're going to have to do things according to God. Whatever he told us to do, that's what we're going to have to do. And I'm going to read our scripture text, and it's 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter and the 14th verse. And I'm going to reiterate what Paul said. You know, Paul writes, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You have to know what spiritual discernment is in order to know what God would have us to do. And I want you to know that the entire chapter of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking about the gospel preaching and the divine power and purpose of that gospel preaching. That's what he's talking about. And we have to know what God wants and what he needs. And we know that when we do it according to him, this is what God is calling for us to do. Do it according to his word. And then we look at verse 4, and Paul is saying, he's contrasting the difference. And that's what I told you we're going to be talking about. The difference between the natural man and the spirit man. And that's what he's contrasting in verse 4. He says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And why was it given to him like that? Verse 5 says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Saints, that's where our faith is in. It's in God. It's in the power of God. Man doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any power. So the church today, that's what we need to realize, that the power is in God. It's in what he say, not in what man say. You know, Paul say, I preached under the anointing. This is how we have to preach today. This is how we have to teach today. This is how we have to live today as supernatural believers of God. Paul said, I preached under the anointing and the power of the Spirit. And what he preached, he said, was confirmed by signs following.